96 Kicks on the line with me. I have Jacqueline Holness. How are you, Jacqueline?
I'm great. How are you, Kimberly?
I'm wonderful. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, last time we talked, it was all about after the altar call. Now, what have you been up to? I know I always read your blog.
Thank you
always.
So much for reading. Thank you. I really appreciate it. You never know who's reading, so thank you so much.
Now, how is it working with the blog?
Well, I mean, I love to write, so it's a creative outlet for me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm always surprised when people actually respond to what I write because, you know, it's not something that I get paid to do. I just love to do it. So
right.
I would do it even if people didn't read, I would still write.
You said regardless, you're going to blog.
Yes, definitely.
Now, how do you pick your topics to know what to blog about?
Well, the most important you know, aspect of my life is my faith.
Uh-huh.
So I always want to talk about my faith, whatever area I choose to talk about, whether it be pop culture or whether it be more serious issues. I always try to look at it through the lens of having faith in God and how God would want us to see certain things that play out in our society. So,
right, right.
Yes.
Well, that's great. Now, also, I saw that you're getting ready to write another book for us.
Yes, I never, you know, I grew up reading fiction books, but when I got older, I just veered off into nonfiction books. But recently, I just rediscovered my love of fiction, and I decided to write a fiction book about three single black women in Atlanta.
All right.
Yes.
Sound like, can you give us a little bit more, or can you just all you can give us?
I'll tell you a little bit more about it. It's
okay.
Not finished yet.
Right.
So basically, I'm not sure if you saw the ABC News Nightline special that came on in December 2009 where it was quoted that 42% of black women had never been married.
Wow. That's a high percentage.
Yes, a very high percentage. And they featured black women in Atlanta who had everything but a mate. And from there was a debate that they held in Atlanta. Steve Harvey was here, Sherry Shepherd. A lot of notables came in town to debate this issue in Atlanta. And so as a black woman, I was single at the time, I'm married now,
uh-huh.
It really impacted me. And I thought, well, what if I wrote a book about black women, fictional black women who saw this report and decided then to defy the statistics and get married in a year?
Now, you live in Atlanta.
I do live in Atlanta.
Do you see that problem, really?
Well, I see it all over when I've traveled. I meet a lot of single black women. But for some reason, Atlanta seems to be the epicenter, I guess, of single black women.
Right.
And, you know, because I was single and just got married at 40 years old, I know what it's like to be single. And I know what it's like to wonder, why aren't, you know, men choosing me? So I decided to write a book from my own personal journey and do it through the lens of fiction.
That sounds great. Do you know when you'll be finished?
Well, I hope to have the rough draft finished very soon, and then I'm going to work on it for the next few months. What interested you when you read about, I know you read the blog post about this book that I'm working on. What interested you? I'm just curious.
Like you said, we have a lot in common, Jacqueline. You know, like I said, I got married when I was 40. Same thing.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, we have that in common. And, you know,
wow.
I was going through life. I'm like, I don't think I'm ever going to get married, you know. And then once I quit thinking about it, dwelling on it, you know, it happened. So that's what kind of intrigued me because, you know, it takes a lot. You wonder, am I doing something wrong? Is it me? Why am I not married? Why did I not get married when I was in my 20s or my 30s? So that's what kind of piqued my interest.
Wow. Well, I'm so glad that we have that in common. We may have to talk off the air later about
that as
older women who've gotten married, because
yes.
That's a whole other category in itself. I may have to write something about that.
Yeah,
being an older
yes,
bride.
Definitely. But I'm anticipating it.
Well, please, you know, go to my website, afterthealtarcall.com. That's altar with A-L-T-A-R. Some people spell it the alternate way, A-L-T-E-R, but it's A-L-T-A-R. And you can see updates that I'll write about the book. I'm really excited about
uh-huh.
it, and I hope that it'll be on bookshelves as soon as possible.
And that's why I also wanted to talk to you. I wanted to spread the word about your blog. I think it's just terrific, and I want everybody to be aware of it.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, as I said before, my most recent blog post that I wrote was about, if you've heard of that bishop that passed away.
I just did a story on that yesterday. Yes, yes.
It was so, if I hadn't read it, I wouldn't have believed it. I would have thought somebody made it up in one of their books, because how could this have happened? And you have to look at it and say, and again, like I said before, you have to look at everything through the lens of faith if you are a Christian. And I just looked at it and I said, well, why would God allow this to happen? I don't know,
right.
But you have to consider, you know, how God allowed that to play out, because I don't think anything happens by mistake.
Well, I was reading the story, they were talking about they were still investigating, and I talked with a coworker. I said, do you not see this as a book in the making? You know,
mark my words, somebody will include this in their book. They may, you know, twist a few of the details.
Yeah.
But this will be in somebody's book, and I'll be looking out for it.
I was like, I can see this. I see this, and I can see me reading this story, you know, like you said, with some twists and some turns in it.
Right.
But, yeah, I thought it was very interesting. I was like, wow. Unbelievable.
Yes, definitely. And I hope that family gets some kind of solace and get encouragement as they move forward, because even though it was such a dramatic event, at the end of the day, they lost their father.
That's true.
And the you know, leader of their church.
That is so true.
It's very devastating.
All right, Jacqueline, thank you so much. Thank you for coming back on the show. And maybe next time I talk to you, we'll have that book ready, okay?
Thank you so much, Kimberly. You've been such an encouragement to interview me going through this process. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, Jacqueline. You have a great day. Thank you.
You do as well. Thank you.